Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
What's up, what's up?
I'm TT.
And I am DD, and we still in Baltimore.
We are still, this is still the Baltimore edition of the Oprah Rose Show. You know what? As usual, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes. I hope y'all really be telling friends too, because I know people be listening. I've seen people in person, people repost and all yes. of that, but make sure you tell a friend.
Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. And obviously, you know, any questions, comments, crazy stories, letters.
We love crazy stories.
We love crazy stories. Make sure you share them. Make sure you send them to theoprahroseshow@gmail.com. I feel like I was going to say send anything that you want to our socials. Our social media manager, who also moonlights as a co-host, does an amazing job.
I've been having fun with Instagram Reels.
It's given, whatchamacallit, it's your Finsta, low-key.
It's my Finsta. No, it's my Finsta. Like, if I wanted my Instagram to look a certain way, it'd look like what
it would look like that.
What yeah. the overall
that
Instagram
is literally,
like
I feel
now.
Like you and G do a great job.
Yeah, we be having fun.
I got to give you guys your flowers. Like, oh, y'all yeah. do a great job.
Beyonce is not logging into Instagram.
First of all, that is a lie. No. When we first started out, I did it. And then I just wasn't really good. You got to also know your strengths and your weaknesses, right? Like, there are the other things that I can do, but I'm so, like, anything. Hey, I'm not really good at this, but I'm good at this.
Right.
You're amazing at it. And
I'm
sometimes I would
fun.
Start, and no lie, I would forget. So it's like, I have to the same way I think, well, how I just throw stuff up on mine. I probably have
I
to.
Have
the same
to
thing.
Yeah, like I gotta, I'm almost on the Oprah Rose one more than my own.
You are. You've been responding to me on the Oprah Rose one.
I'm almost on that one more than my own, which is part of like why I'm like posting. But I think with Instagram, they're really pushing Reels.
Yes.
Like so. I don't like doing Reels. Like my TikTok has nothing on it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little intimidating.
I can't.
Although people
it's very
say
intimidating.
It's not.
I know. I did one and I was like, I will never do this again.
Yeah. People say it's not. They're like, oh, it's actually less intimidating than Instagram. I'm like, maybe because I'm just used to Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very difficult.
But find me on Twitter. Like, yeah. That's where the dolls live.
Yeah. Find me on Twitter.
We be tweeting.
You know what? Oh, and you know what? Okay. And I could. I'm gonna start taking over the Oprah Rose Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is, what is the Oprah Rose Twitter? It is Oprah Rose Show.
Yes.
Yes, no the. And obviously Instagram is the Oprah Rose
right.
Show.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna, yeah, that one I feel like I would be good at.
Because yes.
it's like immediate. Because
you
thoughts.
Be tweeting.
Yeah, like that's why I said I could do that one.
Yeah, you tweet your thoughts.
Okay.
And like everything.
I'm gonna
going
take
on.
Over. TT is taking over the Twitter.
I like Twitter though. Like, but for Twitter, like you gotta wanna be able to read.
But it's a sentence. Who ain't nobody that damn busy? That's why I love it. Getting it out.
I know it's getting it out. But you know, a lot of people are like photo, video.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the Instagram, like when people have those really long captions.
Sorry that happened. Oh, congratulations. I'm not reading all of that.
It's literally one of those three. I tried to skim one the other day and was like, well, what the hell didn't happen? Because I was skimming it. I can't. Just give me photos and keep it pushing.
Yeah, I mean, you could, yeah, long caption or at least like address whatever the caption is supposed to be in the post.
In the first sentence
right.
also. You got to draw. I saw one that was like three paragraphs. I was just like, oh my goodness gracious.
Like baby, there are posts waiting after this one.
Right. I was like, I can't. I cannot.
There are posts
it.
Waiting to be liked or reposted. What's going on?
I can't. No, but I feel like because we are in Baltimore, and obviously this is where we're from and where our families are from.
Yes.
And we both have like nieces and nephews and whatnot. Like
the girls are taking over. I got all nieces.
No, I just said this last night to somebody on Twitter. She was saying that. Sorry, I'm going to get back to what I was really saying, but there are nothing but like little girls being born. It's actually really crazy when you think about it. Even when you think of like statistically, there's more women. Obviously it's like
but
college
I'm seeing
and things like
it
that.
In terms of birth.
But you're seeing it. Yeah, there are so many girls, I feel like, that are born. There's way more girls born than boys.
Yeah,
I know
somebody having a boy, I'm like, oh, wow.
Right, it is. It's literally like, oh my gosh, you're having a boy, not a little girl. Like.
Yeah.
Listen, it's always so many girls. But yeah, we kind of wanted to, we were going to like touch on our families because I'm also a new auntie.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people were confused. Like, I have brothers, I have half brothers. So I have nieces and nephews. I do previously have, I have two nephews and two nieces. But my sister, who has been on the show, I've talked about her a lot. We are very close. Like
my old roommate.
Your old roommate. Yeah, my baby mother just had, she's had a little niece, of course.
Congrats. Little girl. My gosh. Like, I know. I can't wait to see. So also because we're in Baltimore, I get to see her as well. Because
yes, get
here,
to see her.
So I'm excited to see her.
And it was, you know, it's been... I want to say it's been beautiful, right?
Yeah.
I think there are obviously some challenges. It's crazy. She was over my house for Easter. Mm-hmm. And she was the one that was like, oh, let's do Easter dinner. So I had people over. And that day, she's like, I don't feel well. And then the next day, we're watching Succession. And she's like, I don't know. Some stuff is kind of going on. And essentially, her water broke. And we did not know. So they go back home. They go to Baltimore. And I remember she had an appointment. And then she texts me like, yeah, I'm going to labor and delivery. And then initially they were trying to keep her pregnant because she's very early. And they said they were going to try to keep her pregnant for like, it went from like, no lie, 3 weeks to 1 week to my mother calling me being like, you need to get here now. Like,
wow.
And the baby came in 24 hours. So my sis stormed. Okay.
Okay. And then... So we had already planned on recording in Baltimore because I was coming for the baby shower.
Exactly. The baby shower. We were recording for the baby shower, but the baby came before the baby shower.
The baby wanted to go to the baby shower.
The baby said, I'm pulling up. I'm excited.
Y'all said it's for me, right? Y'all showering me.
Right. So I should be here. Like,
and so she's here and she's healthy.
She's here. She is in the NICU, but she is healthy. You know, hopefully she'll be getting out soon, but like, she's just, I told my sister, she's just gaining her strength, you know, just to be able to come out. But she's so adorable. Oh my gosh. She's so cute. Aww. Like, she's adorable. She went from, we were like, she skipped two zodiac signs. You know, we love signs. So she was supposed to be a Gemini.
And then
she's an Aries.
She's an Aries. Now she skipped two. Wow.
Yes.
She was like, they're not going to have me at them split personalities.
She was like, I was like, what an Aries too, in Aries fashion.
She's like, I'm an Aries. I got to come out now. Like, I have to come out now. It's my time.
Which, in addition to that, how we were saying there's so many girls to boys, like, there are so many Aries birthdays. I think there's an Aries birthday every single solitary day. Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of Aries, and I see it all on Instagram with the birthday shout-outs. What's 9 months backwards?
So we said July 4th. That's what somebody else said. So I don't know. Was everybody's parent? Maybe it's just the summer.
I think it's the summer.
Because there are so many Aries birthdays.
Because it could be June, too. So it's definitely the summer.
Yes, I think it's just the summer.
Damn.
But my sis is here, and it's just... You know, I'm not a very emotional person, but it was like, I was so emotional in that hospital, like just seeing, even just like looking at the pictures and then, you know, the rate of like the mortality rate of Black women dying during childbirth is also such a thing. And it made me think of that. Yeah. And I was like, not my son. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I was praying so hard the whole time, like even just driving down there. And, you know, but like I said, she had a beautiful, healthy little baby girl. Yeah. Mama is fine. I went in the room the day of, and she like was standing up doing something. I was like, what are you doing? Like, sit down. Like, women really are just like phenomenal too.
Oh, I mean, I say it all the time, like, from, we just don't give women enough credit for what their bodies can do and go through. And for y'all to be able to, like, I hate to say snap back, but like snap back and her still to be up and want to do things. And she's probably cleaning up and all of that.
No, like, she was laying down, but like her, you know, the baby's daddy, like literally, not like the baby's daddy. He was just like, you know, obviously I have so much respect for women, but like a man could never be able to basically, like, organs are forming inside of you.
Right, right.
You are birthing this child to the world.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, and then it's just like, it kind of goes on, and then
and it
all
keeps,
of the pain.
It doesn't, like, yeah, it doesn't stop.
Either. And it doesn't
like,
stop.
That mothering, and there's a connection between the child and their mom because of what that experience.
It's just,
like,
it's very, very, it is, it's very crazy. Wow. Yeah, because he was like, I thank God as a woman. And I told him, I was like, you know, I question whenever I have cramps, I do question if God is or is not a woman. There are certain things that we go through. I'm like, I don't know if God is or is not.
I think you you have to have those for the egg to pass through for your...
Very true.
Like, it's like you...
Because I'm only thinking about
when
the pain.
When you think about cramps, essentially, they are a small labor pain.
Oh, my God. When I never thought about it like that.
When you think about it, like, essentially, your body is discarding the egg.
Right. Damn.
So I know. That's probably, like,
oh, my God.
Mind blown, right? But
I'm literally like...
And so... I too think God is a woman. And so because I think women think about so many fine details.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Thing is always eyebrows and eyelashes. Like the idea that your eyebrows can like, they're there so that sweat doesn't get in your eye.
Oh, all the functionality.
There's a function eyebrows.
This is true because men do not be thinking
your
that
eyelashes
smart.
Is so that dust don't get in your eye. Like you have these hair specifically for, I mean, granted, we make them look a certain way.
And right,
like,
amplify them, fill them in, add a strip, add a lash. Yeah.
You know, do a little something, something, but they all are supposed to do something.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That is true. A man would never think that long lead.
No, I'm not thinking of that level detail around.
Men would have us out here looking like potatoes. Right. Like, we would all just look like potatoes.
Now, men having nipples, I don't understand.
Ford is sharing the inspiring stories of those behind the wheel who are accomplishing their goals, pursuing their dreams, and creating the world they want to live in. With some of the best and most capable vehicles in the world, Ford Knows Strong means more than just physical. Built Ford Proud highlights Dee Bryant. She is a professional stunt driver featured in over 100 films, movies, and shows. She has done stunts in many commercials, but she always finds herself gravitating towards Ford vehicles as her personal ride went off screen. In fact, much of her stunt driving training took place in a Ford Mustang. Dee is one of the few females and even fewer African-American female stunt drivers in the industry. She constantly battles sexism, racism, and unfair representation as many productions try to get around hiring female drivers. Give women their coins, please. But as part of her fight for equality, she co-founded the Association of Women Drivers, a stunt driving school where she helps teach other women to stunt drive. Dee is amazing, and to learn more about her story, visit Ford.com/BuiltFordProud.
What's up, y'all? It's Dee Dee from the Oprah Rose Show, and this episode has been brought to you by Mickey D's. All right, so you know when you're pulling up and it's a car full of you and your friends, right? And you go in the backseat and you like, so what y'all want? And you at the drive-thru and everybody just like thinking about it and it's just causing chaos. And it's like, come on, now you know you want the quarter pounder, you want the fish filet, or large fry, you know, whatever's going on. All right, so everyone's got their own Mickey D moments. Go on and make some more delicious memories.
No, but I'm really excited. And like you said, you have two nieces. Like,
I have two nieces. My youngest sister just had her baby. That was back in August. So she's about 8 months now. She's crawling. Aww. So crawling almost into walking. It's funny, her sister, Alea, I don't remember her crawling. I think she just kind of was like one day, like,
she was laying down to walk.
Right, like, all right, we just going to get up and do some walking. And so yeah, I'm excited to see them. So I'll see them also this weekend. Mm-hmm. And my youngest niece is getting christening this weekend too on Sunday. So I'll be there for that. All in the photos, all in the videos.
Not all in the photos, all in the videos, right?
Yeah. And I think also because I don't live in Baltimore and like, all my family lives here for the most part outside of Brittany, who's in Nashville. It's a lot of FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And so I think my sister does a really good job of like, and for her sometimes it's annoying of that when we're talking on FaceTime, having her daughters come and talk to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Granted now.
Oh, you mean like FaceTime audio? Like
FaceTime on your phone.
Got it. I thought you meant like in person.
No.
Like FaceTime. Okay.
Mm-mm, like on your phone, on your Apple phone.
Okay.
Doing a good job of like, us communicating through that as well because they don't see me as much.
Right.
But now they, when I'm on the phone, they want to talk to me and she's like, give me my phone back kind of thing.
Oh.
So I remember with Alea was funny because when I would see her in person, she would be so shy because it was like, oh my gosh, this is Uncle Daryl who I only see through on the phone.
Oh, so she's and like
he's,
processing.
Right. And he's here. And so it would take her like a second to like, she would, like, not hide from me, but it'd be like, what's up? Like, you was talking to me all yesterday about what you were doing and in school and stuff. But she's five now, so it's not that. But, like, those early years, it was definitely like the understanding of like,
I mean, that's why I feel like
the uncle that I'll be talking to on the phone.
All the kids want to be YouTube stars because I feel like you're so used to essentially a camera in your face. They always see us on our phones. Like I saw a hack. It was like a mom hack and the mom had her phone in a book. So it looked like she was reading because obviously, you know, kids are just going to adopt what we do. But so I guess, you know, so the kid, you know, like a baby, if there's a toy and a phone, a baby is probably going to gravitate towards that phone.
Because I'm not playing with the toy.
Exactly. You're not playing with the toy. Right. So it's kind of
like, how you going to make me play with that? But you're not.
You don't. Yeah. That. So it's just like being cognizant of, but it's tough. You know, everybody we're on our phones constantly.
Yeah. So it's right now it's like right beside me and I'm looking at it because it's going off.
It's going off. Exactly. Same.
We record during the day and, you know, things be happening. So.
So why wouldn't a baby want to always be, you know,
like
you
then, always on it.
And you know how she always be like the iPad, like, and I would never be the, like, an iPad ain't going raise my yes it is
oh,
like
yeah, no I, you can you get getting, that. You can get that for the baby shower.
Exactly. You can get an iPad. That's what mothers need to start doing. Put an iPad.
I'll put an iPad on the registry.
On the registry, absolutely. You just gonna get your little look the hard case because you know the babies to be banging that thing up and exactly.
Yeah, I don't think registry. I would be against that at all.
No, it's just not realistic.
Yeah, and I get it. Like you know the pureness of it all, and you want them to explore and
yeah.
do all.
And
of
there
that.
Should be a balance, right? But just to be like no TV. No iPad.
Yeah.
Because my cousin was kind of like one of my younger cousins, her family was over and I put on something and she was like, yeah, she doesn't watch a lot of TV. And I was like, excuse me? Mm. I was like, what? So she was just like amazed at the TV and what was going on. She's 2, I think. And I was like, she don't watch no chill.
It's funny. I was watching an interview that Anne Marie had did because she's coming out with a children's book.
Oh, wow.
And so she did an interview with Angela Yee, who she has her own show now called All the Way Up, mm-hmm. something like that. And so she's promoting the book. And so she has a son, Anne-Marie. Her son's 7 years old, and he doesn't watch TV. And so she watches TV, Anne-Marie, obviously, her and her husband. And so her son watches TV here and there, but it's more like educational stuff.
Okay. But
so he's never like, even seen like...
All the YouTube... Remember we had that whole thing, all the YouTube... families and all that. Wow.
So he's never even seen like a movie where two people are arguing or having a disagreement. And what? So she was watching something and she thought that he wasn't paying attention, but he was like watching it. And like, she was like, his mouth was just like to the ground because it was like, why are they fighting? Like what's happening?
7. I mean that you're 7 is, that is kind of, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's kind of sheltered because
it is.
You,
yeah.
I don't want to say it's sheltering because I would never tell somebody how to parent their child. But I think at 7, I would at least want you to know what conflict is and like what not to do.
In conflict resolution.
In resolution. Right.
Because then you, because if you're, like that's still kind of, that's formative. And so that type of stuff, like you said, you're not going to know how to deal with it. Like, or even loud noises, I feel like, or something like that. Like you're not even... You have no concept of how to deal with and that. And that you're not going to know, like, listen, let me be clear. A 7-year-old does not know conflict resolution. Let me be very, very clear.
No, but they, I mean, there's disagreements that happen even on the playground, you know?
Or, yeah, you like, I want, you know, ice cream for dinner or something. That is 7 and has not watched
you
TV.
You might get the ice cream.
Like, we're going to the movies, like, because I feel like it's time to nap. Like,
and, you know, 7, 8, I don't remember. I think the years of 6, 7, 8 kind of blend together for me. So
you know, I don't remember nothing.
So I can't even tell you what was happening in my life at 7 years old, to be exact. But
that's like first grade, isn't it?
Second
or something. Yeah, wow. Second. Like I remember like I think her name was like Mrs. Teresa or something like that was my.
Okay.
And you know, I don't remember anything. Like that is crazy.
Yeah.
And aren't you? You're watching TV in school at that point.
Yeah. They would roll that TV in that room.
Right.
And you'd be so excited. Just them lights.
So excited.
Cut off.
Like, it's lit. Like.
Okay.
Is it juice box?
A substitute today. Right. Okay.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I definitely don't know about that. But like you said, to each.
Yeah. Like I would never tell because I. You know, I want to have a kid soon and I don't even know like what parenting would look like. But I think for 6'6 Poppy and I, like we've talked about what we would do, what we wouldn't do. But in practice,
right,
it's like, oh, OK,
how,
like, yeah, it may change.
I think it's interesting. I was thinking this the other day, having a baby with someone, a partner that has never had children before. So like you said, you can kind of talk about all those things of like, this is how we potentially would do it or how we wouldn't do it versus having a partner with someone who has done it before, right. who I think is kind of like, you know, a little stuck in their ways. Cause it's like, I have the authority. I've right. done this, whether it be once or five times, yep. you know, and I'm not worked. Saying that there's exactly, and it right. worked. And I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong way, but I was like, I just never thought about that. The difference, you know,
I never thought about it until you just said it.
But yeah. What that's like to go through it with someone, like I said, right. that we are literally creating all of our own rules versus, well, I don't want to do it like that, but I've done it like that.
Right.
And it's like, but maybe I don't want to do it like that.
And I think when you say that, I think about my sister and her husband, and he had a kid before they were married mm-hmm. kind of thing. And so, I mean, she just turned 13, which is crazy because I feel like I've known her since she was like six.
A baby. Wow.
5 or 6 or something like that. And for him, I'm sure it was the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, I've done
where
this.
Where I've done this, and you stressing over stuff, and it's like, I'm not stressing over it. Yeah. This is our kid. And it brings a different dynamic because it does. They've raised a kid already.
I will say the years. Upside, though, is I think it's somebody, like you said, let's say if you're stressing or it's something that you can't really navigate, and they're like, well, I done did this, been here, done that, it ain't even right. that deep. You right. know, so I think there's definitely like a calming element to it. But then when it's, look, that not conflict, but conflict right. of like, I don't really want to do it like that. Because I have very like, okay, I want to do it this way. You know, and one thing, and I said this even with my sister's delivery rather, I was like, we make plans and God laughs. So it's like you have all of these plans of like, well, I want my kid to go to this type of school and be like this and be in these, you know, even down to like, I've had disagreements about like the type of sport, you know, like if I have a son, like there will be no football. You can play basketball. You can play lacrosse.
But why?
CTE.
I mean, like, fair. I mean, but any injury can happen in any sport.
It can, but obviously it's like way more, you know, I think like boxing is like a big one that I'm like, you know, even though
I never even thought about the sports.
Really? Yeah. Like what type of sports? Yeah. I think because I do, I'm not going to lie, I do want a little boy, you know, so it's like the type of things that obviously a very healthy baby. Yeah. But again, there are no boys in my family. So that's also part of the reason why I do want a little boy. And you got to think about all these things. I think, especially with a little boy, it's like, so there's no boys. That's what I'm saying. There's so much.
Don't count me. Cause
I can't, I am a boy, Damon.
Don't count me, but,
no, you count, but there's so many things I think with, you know, specifically little boys that you're, and then cause you know, you can't be like too coddled, but you have to learn how to show emotion. Right. And then you still have to like, I don't believe in that, you know, only women wash dishes and make up beds.
Absolutely
like,
not.
These are life sustaining qualities that like, everybody should have.
Because when you're on your own, right. like not even like, and I don't like the rhetoric of like that you have to learn how to cook and clean for someone else.
Right. Exactly.
And
exactly.
to please someone. Yeah, like that should be a basic function as an adult when you're on your own.
That's what I'm saying. It's basic function.
Like, I'm not going to send you to college and you live on campus and they telling me my child is dirty as hell.
You're not. We're not.
We're not having
like,
that
I actually got into it's funny enough, that very specific thing, again, not conflict necessarily, but yeah, like I said, specifically, you get out of bed, you make your bed. Like, I make my bed every morning.
That's a non-negotiable.
Apparently, you know, for some people, they look at it as like, oh, you don't have to do that. And I've literally had this conversation of like, why are we teaching kids to be like maids? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? Like everything doesn't washing dishes, while it is a chore, it is again, a life function. Like you can do that.
I used to hate it as a kid though.
Everybody did, but you still got to do it. What's one thing like, I don't care how many times a week, you don't even cook. And what you got to do, clean that damn kitchen. And again, if you live on your own, then you're just going to be like a dirty, and this is child. I mean, yeah, and I'm not even saying
and
boy
then some young lady going to come to your house and you got dirty
and then you funky
everywhere.
And everybody don't, and no, but Lord knows, right. That's a turn off.
Cause then you're going to attract somebody funky too. No.
Or you going to attract, or that's the type of man that be needing a mother figure. Cause you want the woman to do everything.
And now I got
to
argue with her all the time because she thinks she got authority. See, no. Like, oh, no. No, no, no.
No, no.
Teach
it's
these
so
kids
much.
How to be sustainable
That's
on their
it.
Own. Like, and it's funny because I feel like my parents did a good job of making us sustainable on our own.
Yeah.
My dad, when we were growing up, was a correctional officer. So I always felt like I was in prison.
It's giving Big Jamie.
Right. Yes. I always felt like it was in prison. Like, so the bed making and all of that, uh-huh. like, and doing chores and him coming behind us.
To check, wow.
Oh, the worst one was the toilet, like cleaning the toilet. Because uh-huh. don't clean the toilet and don't clean the sides.
The sides,
back.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, God. See, that part, this was part of the conversation. It was like, nah, kids don't have to learn how to do that. And I was like, yup. And they're going to be funky
and
as fuck.
And they're going to be funky. Like, and the way that I know you ain't clean your toilet is I see the piss sides. On the side.
Exactly.
No, it's still there. Okay, clean that up.
Not the piss on the sides. Yeah.
So I think they did a good job of making us super sustainable. But I think the offset to that, when you build up your kids so that they can fend for themselves, they feel like they don't need anyone to help them. Because
True.
You've given them all the skills.
Yeah.
And even as a parent, you can't really help them because you've given them everything so that they can be sustainable on their own.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
It's like a fine line. It's a
it
very
is.
Fine line.
With Ivan, I noticed that I had a realization literally last night that I'm not a, because like what I said, I'm not super emotional. I don't, when people are like crying or, you know, are going through things, I'm not really like, I'm either the listening or I'm like solutions. Like, well, how do we fix this? What do we do? But I probably could do a better job of just kind of being present and being there. Because I'm just like, well, let's fix it. Because I look, that's how my mother is. Like, very, okay, well, let's get into action. Like, yeah. if there's a problem, let's just solve it. Where it's like, just be there, be yeah. present. And I was like, I have to do a way better job of that. Of just being
that's
there.
Also a fine line too, because sometimes people are telling you things because they're looking for a solution.
Just yeah, right, it's a very right. fine line.
Yeah, like so
like sometimes kinda, I ask now, like, hey, right. do you want me to listen or do you want solutions? You know,
I think that's the start though, yeah. because some people you don't know what they need in that moment,
right.
even if it's a partner or somebody that you're yeah. with, like, especially a partner. Like your first thought is to help.
Is yeah, you're like, let me spring
right.
into action.
Right, like is this something you need me to
let
do?
Let me do this. Yeah,
right.
or I even today. Damn, so many realizations. Even today, right. Ask somebody to connect me with someone. Well, when they told me the person, I knew the person. So, mind you, I had figured it out completely. Like, I mean, locked it in.
Yeah.
We are done. So I told the person who was connecting me. He's like, oh, I was going to do it. And I was like, no shade. I got to check things off my list. Like,
right.
And I'm even that person. I'll ask you to help me. And then I'm going to do it myself. Like, I have a big problem with that.
Back when I was in therapy, you're never cured from therapy. It's like a workout. You always have to
You always
got to
do it, yeah.
But I haven't been in a while because I've been in a good headspace, so mm-hmm. I haven't necessarily felt like the need that I need to go. But the one thing that she used to always hone in on is that I could ask for help more.
Yeah, that feels like begging to me.
It does, because I'm going to figure it out on my own. I'm going to just do it. And
yeah.
if I'm asking for help, it's because like I'm just overwhelmed, and at that point I probably figured out what to do anyway.
And my thing is, I think if I ask you for help and then you don't help me, I'm not asking you
I'm
anymore.
I'm never asking you.
I'm
again.
Never gonna ask
I'm
you
never
again.
I'm never asking you again.
Or you take
I
your,
think I
your
tweeted
time.
That like last week.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Or let's say you take your time and you go on your own timetable. That's fine. I will not
it.
Ask you. I'll do
yeah,
it. I'll
do
just
it. Yeah.
literally get somebody else to do it. It's me.
It's so funny because I am like that even with the house stuff. And so 6'6 Poppy be so fucking annoyed because I'll ask him to do something. Mm-hmm. And if he takes too long, I'll just do it.
I'll do it myself.
And he'd be like, don't you get tired of doing everything? And I was like, no, if I wanted to get it done, like.
And that's the thing. I think some people don't. For me, it is a mental, like, how my house is. If my house is in a disarray,
yeah.
my whole mind is.
And
I cannot
disarray
think.
Looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it could be, like, for you, disarray could be, like, a blanket that's supposed to be on the couch. It's supposed to be folded, rather.
No,
than,
but I mean, like, a lot of things, right? Right, because I'm a fix that, right?
Right,
I'm gonna fix,
right.
I'm going to fix that but blanket
some
how I want it to go.
Fix it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to fix that.
Right.
It is. It, and I'm very particular.
Right.
And so, right, I like everything very neat and clean and together.
And how I like it.
And how I like it. So, yeah, if you come in messing up my feng shui, like, nah, I'm not going to ask you to do it. I'm just going to fix it.
I'm going to just fix it. So I just be walking around the house fixing stuff all the time. But, I mean, I don't mind it. Like, I mean, it's, like, part of, you know, the enjoying having a home.
Yeah. I guess, and there is a level of having someone, you being like, oh, can you do this? Especially a big thing. And they don't do it. Like, that is, to me, also, if you want to peel it back a little bit, like, that, to me, also comes in line with, like, trust. Because now I also feel like, and I know it could be very, very small.
Yeah,
but it's
like, I'm like,
I can't,
I'm like, thinking about small shit.
But for me, I'm going to take it, I'm always going to take it to the extreme. If I can't trust you to do something very small, I think for me, it becomes, well, how can I trust you to do something on a larger scale? If you can't, you know, I ask you to clean the dishes and I come home or whatever and the dishes is not clean. oh, now you can't do anything big. Like, I'm that person. I'm going, nothing. You can't do nothing. And yeah. I know I have to stop that. I can't. I conflate a lot of things of like.
Yeah, that's now you're inflating dishes and equating that to raising a kid, probably.
1,000%.
Like, you've gone out the window.
Have we met? Absolutely. Ron Browns. I'm like, I'm jumping out the window with everything. Like, I'm Ron always Brown. Going to. I'm jumping out the window with this. You know, we got a song every episode.
I can't.
No, but I'm jumping, and I definitely got to stop that.
And I get it though, because you know, strong black woman all her life.
I don't want to wear that trope all the time, right. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but it is what it is. And so it's like, if I ask for help from a black man, he should
black
be
man
on,
help me.
He should be on bending knee.
Yeah. Oh, and that's also the thing. When I ask you, I expect you to have done it in like 0.5 seconds. Like, don't get around to it on your timetable. Do it now.
So I have a habit of saying, like, when you get a chance.
You know, hey, so, I need this. Right. Or even how with work, right?
Yeah.
You know how with work you kind of can't say that, and you got to set boundaries.
Yeah,
you
gotta, I don't say that.
Hey, can you do this by,
yeah.
And this sounds crazy for a partner to be like, can you do this by today at 3 p.m. EST?
Now you're using a calendar. Well, I'm not opposed to a calendar for like a shared calendar for a family. Like, we talked
not at
about
all.
That.
Yeah, with, on Brittany's episode. No,
when
I
she
love
said
it.
When she said that, I was like, that's not a bad idea.
No, I send, if I want to do something, it could be meeting, if I want to dinner, whatever, I actually do send it to him. I put it on his calendar and then still be missing it. It's like, that's just also frustrating. Like, the situation I'm talking about is just extreme anyway, if you ask me. But I put everything, yeah. I send it. Anything to that calendar.
Right. Because we all live by a calendar at this point in our lives.
Yeah. Like, we're old enough that, yeah, that when they say.
I put dinners on calendars.
Everything. When they said, if they don't go on the calendar, it's not happening.
Because how am I supposed to remember?
Yeah, I put everything on my
this
calendar.
This memory of mine.
Yeah. And it's just also so, you know, so many tabs, so many things going on.
I know.
On.
It's just always so much going on. So, black men, please help our black sisters
help
out.
Us.
Because they're not going to ask for help. They think they can do everything and they can't.
Help, please. Yes. Like, just take the load off my back. You know my love
language. I'm sure
language.
There's a light bulb that needs to be changed.
Something. You know my love language is acts of service. Like, I had asked for my TV to be hung up. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Guess who learned how to hang up a TV? Oh, not, I didn't mount it. Let me be clear.
Oh, I was about to say.
No, let me be clear. I was not finding
Barbara
the studs.
The Builder?
Yeah, right. Bobby Anna.
Barbara no, the Builder.
I did not do that, but I definitely, I hung that bitch up. I wanted to watch TV in my room, and I was like, well, let me
so
figure
what'd
it
you
out.
Do? You put it on a table?
No, I mean, I just had to take the old TV off and just like, okay, let me be clear. It was real
So it was
easy.
Already a mount on the wall.
Yeah, it was already a mount on the wall.
But you took the old one off and yes. Put the new one on.
Which is, that's typically not something I would do.
How,
I feel like
how
I should
big
not,
was this TV?
It was a little baby one.
It was like it a 32?
It was like 36 or something, 42.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you're kind of small, though.
Yeah, it was like 42. But
42?
I figured it out.
You're small.
Or 36. I don't know. Look, it's giving a computer screen in my room, but you know. I was like, it's in my room. I don't need a big TV.
Right, no, not in your room. You don't need a big TV.
I definitely
you use
don't.
The big TV for like the entertainment.
Exactly. That's what I said. It's for the other stuff. But no, I mean, look, when we get our own kids and whatnot, also, we can just do whatever.
Then when we get our own kids, I'm such like a easy person to get over on in a way. Like,
you are, because
you
don't, yeah, because you're like, and when I say you are, I don't mean it as like a slight, but you are very,
I know myself.
Yeah, you like, you're very like, go along with the flow.
Yeah,
you don't like, you don't want to start, where I'm rah, rah, rah.
If that child is crying about ice cream, we might just have to go get this ice cream, because I don't feel like hearing it.
Right, you know me, I'm be like, girl, get, no.
Like, it's going to be, for me, the hardest thing is going to be immune to cries.
Okay.
But that's like a thing, I would imagine, as a parent. Like, you, the crying.
I'm sure you get used to it. Because they're crying all the time.
They're crying all the time.
Like, yeah.
We're going to be crying together.
Yeah, not. Oh, I always say about that episode of Girlfriends when Tony was at that, she was crying on that crib. I was like, that's going to be me. You already know it. Like,
or Sex in the City when Charlotte was in the closet crying.
Yeah. I'm sure those are very real moments. Because, yeah. Like, no one ever showed, I feel like, in the 90s, everybody made parenthood and motherhood look like it was just pure bliss.
Yeah.
And it was no, it wasn't hard, and it wasn't right. Taxing, and it wasn't trying on whether it's you, your relationships. Where now, I love seeing that. I'm sure that is the hardest job. I ain't never done it, and I know it's the hardest job that anybody has.
I was watching a TikTok, and this lady was like, when you have a kid, it's like becoming the CEO of a company that you've never, You don't know anything about the company.
I'm not the CEO. I'm dead.
You don't know anything about the company, and you work for this product, and this product is ruling the company.
Ruling the company. Like,
and you're trying to figure it out on the spot. And I was like, it's an interesting way of thinking.
And there's not one right or wrong way. You can have multiple companies, and them companies is different.
Each company can be different, and you're figuring them out. And it's a company you keep working at.
Yeah, I feel like if you need to cry, cry. Like, because moms, I don't know. That's why I'd be like, how you work and have a social life and like I said, and then just like do life, like
how you have a social life, have the kid have a social life,
right?
That's why you need help.
It's a lot. Yeah, that is the one thing. Like I said, I might move back to Baltimore, child. Like,
I mean, yeah, when we have this kid in Atlanta, like we don't have any family or like friends that I'd right. like give the child to.
It's giving an au pair.
So I looked into that.
My cousin could talk to you. Seriously, she has one.
I looked into it because I was like, it's not a bad idea. She can teach you another language.
Yeah, she works from home. Mm. She's in Baltimore. She's in Maryland.
Yeah.
She works from home, but she has like another little, like a separate entrance, I think, like a kitchen, so they don't have to see each other. She still has off times, but she's right in the house. So also your kid is in the home.
Right, right. Yeah, because people will make people that work from home feel bad about having help. And I'm like, you're still working.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do this? And you want
to
call?
No, like, you're going to daycare. If I work at home, you are going to, you are getting up out of here. What Everybody got to get up out this house.
Yeah, like honestly, for working from home, I think people just think of like the convenience of just work, waking up and getting on a laptop.
Yeah,
you are in that spot for hours.
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't still like rear a child.
I'll be forgetting to go pee sometimes.
That's what. No, alone. Yeah, you don't eat. I never. When I worked from home, I was not eating.
Oh, I have to set my schedule. Like, to eat. I block out time every day at 12 o'clock. Like, I have to eat.
Wow.
And y'all ain't playing with that.
Wow. See.
Y'all want to meet at one time? We can do one.
Because, yeah, I love that. I love that. Because, yeah, you boundaries. Don't eat. Yeah, everybody reclaim that time.
Okay. Ask for help. Reclaim your time.
All the things.
Tell people what you need.
Yes. That's a big one. I just started doing that in the last year and a half, I want to say.
Tell people what you need.
You can, no one's a mind reader.
No, because if you're not happy, how am I supposed to know?
Right.
Now
right.
you start showing it in other ways. I'm like, well, how the fuck we get here?
Yeah. And again, because I'm a conflating person, it's just going to come out in other ways. I'm going to be real mean and nasty. Nobody wants that.
No.
Well, the quote is, I love feeling safe enough to be the soft version of me. I don't want to constantly be on defense. I operate best when I'm moving in delicacy and love.
Oh.
Black man helps. Like,
okay.
It's giving cry for help.
Not cry for help. I might be crying, and I told you I'm gonna be sitting in the backyard with the backwoods.
Sitting in the backyard with the backwoods, absolutely.
Just lighting it up, like, oh my god, this fucking kid. Yeah, like, somebody literally. Help me. Just shake it.
Have all your flavors of black backwoods. Listen, like shaking. Oh, right, not necessarily about a kid, because
no, not about a kid. Synonymous. We ain't doing that.
Right, we're not doing that. But like,
we ain't doing that.
Like you said, going outside,
going outside,
smoking your backwood. Exactly. Absolutely.
A little release, real quick, because I'm gonna still have my pen and stuff too.
Like, exactly.
I can't give up. You know, my edibles.
Listen, I'm going to have mommy juice all the time.
mommy
juice is going to be in a bottle. Like, it's going to be in a sippy cup. Like, oh, no, the baby with their thing. It's theirs.
Yeah, never. No. Remember we said they want what you got.
That's right. It's in a wine glass. Like, mommy juice, there ain't nothing changed about that but the date, okay? Carisha.
Okay.
Oh, all right, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.